kicking off another round of Bible study, prayer, discussion, just to get your week going. So thank you again for tuning in and being here today. Before I get started, I just want to tell you all a quick story. So we're going to be looking at James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10 today. And I want to kind of give you all an insight into one of my college jobs. So when I was in Bible school, one of my jobs was a minimum wage job in Oklahoma at a grocery store. And this was minimum wage when it was like $6 an hour. And I know maybe some may have been around when minimum wage was even lower. And I remember there was this mean old lady. I mean, she was just mean as the day is long. I mean, just terrible. Made your job just absolutely tough. And of course, in the customer service industry, the customer is always right. And I remember the Lord said, because I was in Bible school at the time, he said, I really want you to work on your ability to love in the agape, in the unconditional love walk. So he said, I want you to, whenever she comes in, because she was a consistent daily shopper, so whenever she comes in, I want you to make sure that she gets the best service possible. Now, mind you, she was not the most pleasant person to be around. So it was not the easiest thing to do. And so I remember thinking that it was only going to be a day or two that the Lord was going to ask me to do this. No, he asked me to do this for about 3 weeks. And I mean, she was mean as a yard house dog. And, you know, I felt like about 2 to 3 weeks in, I was starting to make some progress with her. And the final step was the Lord said, all right, now that you begin to make progress with her, and she was still, you know, a little cold shoulder. He said, I want you to escort her now to her vehicle and put her groceries in the car. And I'm like, well, okay, now listen, I'm already nice to someone who was just completely rude and, you know, unbecoming. Now you want me to give her top-notch service and put her groceries in the car? And the Lord was like, I want you to do that. And so I went ahead and did that. And you could tell that there was something working on the inside of this older lady. Well, anyway, I get done putting her groceries inside of the car, and she says, young man. And I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. And so she's sitting in her car now, and she sticks her hand outside the window. And I reach for the item that she had to give me after the end of, you know, these weeks of being nice to her and carrying her groceries to the car. And wouldn't y'all know, she gave me a track to be born again, literally a pamphlet on, would you like to be a Christian? I said, if this ain't a duck, like how in the world is she gonna treat me like the devil and then give me an invitation to get born again? And I use that story today because we're now going into James chapter 2. And really for future reading, you know, definitely take a moment and read James chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. It's just a great reminder. But I want you to see how we are to treat the people that we run into. And so James, again, the pastor who's addressing the scattered tribes of Israel, he says, my dear brothers and sisters, how can you claim to have faith in the glorious Lord if you have favor, or some translations say, if you show partiality, if you favor some people over others. For example, suppose you come into your meeting dressed in fancy clothes and expensive jewelry, and another who is poor and dressed in dirty clothes. If you give special attention and a good seat to the person who is rich, but you say to the poor one, you can stand over there or you sit on the floor. Well, doesn't this discrimination show that your judgments are guided by evil motives? He goes on to say in verse 5, listen to me, dear brothers and sisters, hasn't God chosen the poor in this world to be rich in faith? Aren't, and let me clarify this. What James is talking about is discrimination based off of what we see. So based off what we see, based off even what we hear about someone, do we discriminate or do we change how we treat someone else? Think about in our relationships. Let's just say there's a person that you've never met, but someone has already told you something negative about someone that you haven't met. Now, I'm going to just go on record and say, I believe that you all take the high road and say, I'm not going to believe about someone else until I experience that for myself. But let's just say that there is a time that you do believe the negative that you heard about someone before you met someone else. Chances are you can begin to treat that person discriminately based off of information that may or may not be true or may be coming from a jaded perspective. What we're seeing here is the Lord saying that God has chosen the poor in this world. He's not talking about poor financially. He's talking about poor or humble in spirit to be rich in faith. So when I'm poor in spirit, then and I'm humble in my own interpretation of the word of God, meaning I'm going to make sure that whatever God says, this is the definition of humility. Whatever God says, I believe at face value. If God says that I am to be blessed, then I don't second guess that. If God says that I am forgiven, I don't second guess that. If God tells me to do, I don't second guess it. That means that I'm poor in spirit, but that also means I'm rich in faith, which the converse could be true. If I'm rich in my own estimation, then that's when I start making adjustments to what the word of God says. But let's drop down to verse 8. He said, Yes, indeed, it is good when you obey the royal laws found in scriptures. Here's the main ingredient, and this is the focal point of today. Love your neighbor as yourself. So the law of love should govern how we treat individuals. And so this goes for interpersonal relationships. This goes for interracial relationships. This goes for relationships among different people groups, different classes. Unfortunately, in the history of the Christian church, there's been a lot of discrimination that has gone forward. But what James is saying is if we use love to determine how we treat people rather than the narratives that we've been given or even our experiences, then we are going to reflect the true character and nature of God. So I want to encourage you this week. There may be people that you least expect that will have the answer to the prayer that you prayed. Let me say that. There will be people that you least expect who will hold the answer to the prayers that you prayed. I want to say it's in Hebrews, and maybe you all can confirm this, but the scripture that just came up when I thought about that is, it said, you know, be careful how you treat people because we can entertain angels unawares. Some of the greatest blessings in my life have come from people that naturally I didn't think would have had the means to do what they've done. And so if you limit yourself to what you see with your natural eyes, you're going to miss out to the beauty that comes from relationships that are more than what's on the surface. So I encourage you, let's walk in the law of love this week. Let's treat people the way that God has treated us. And let's choose that we will not be partial based off of appearance. Amen. And so just want to go into prayer right now. And if you would like me to pray for you directly, there is a number that I have inside of the caption. That's 770-667-4899. Again, it's 770-667-4899. And I would love to just whatever that prayer request is, just take it to the Lord in prayer and just cover you and your family during this week. On last week, the prayer requests that came in a lot were just general prayer requests for general prayers in nature. Just continue to still pray for just our community, pray for those who just are experiencing just a level of heaviness during this time. We're seeing those things as well. So we'll pray and then we will be done on today. So Lord, we thank you for allowing us to seek you first in all that we do. God, it's just because of you that we're able to have these conversations. It's because of you that we're able to just walk in your word, walk in all that you've asked us to do. Father, as we put this word into action from the book of James, help us to show your love in all that we do. We know, Father, as a result of hearing the word, immediately the enemy will come to snatch the word that has been heard. But we stand against any attempt to do just that, any trigger. We will be reminded that, Father, we will be poor in spirit so that we can be rich in faith. Father, we will humble ourselves, not to accomplish our plan or our ways, but we want to accomplish what it is that you have asked of us. And your request is that we become people of love, that is the full totality of the law, that we are to walk in that love in everything that we do. Lord, we lift up those who are experiencing symptoms of sickness and disease. Father, we're praying for your spirit of joy be there for those who may be experiencing feelings of loneliness, questions, any thoughts of anxiety. Father, you are their peace. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Well, thank you all again for joining me for another Set the Tone. Let's have a great week and a great day.